our position is very clear. We don't accept their lifting of partial sanctions. We want total and unconditional lifting of sanctions. Why are these people remaining under sanctions? You know, illegal sanctions for that matter. What is the basis? What is the reason? What is the criteria which they use for selecting people to be removed from these obnoxious sanctions? So as far as we are concerned, as far as the party is concerned, we don't accept it. It is as good as having all the 100 or 1,000 of people who are under the sanctions. As long as a single Zimbabwean or ZANU PF person is under illegal sanction, we won't support it and we won't accept that kind of decision.
The EU also says that elections will be the determining factor whether all sanctions are lifted. What do you make of that position?
It's immaterial. Whether they like it or not, we'll have elections. And in all probabilities, we are going to win and win overwhelmingly. And it will be a shame. It will be a slap in their face. We've been under sanctions for over a decade. So why should we worry about the issue of elections? What does that to do with lifting of sanctions? So we really don't care. You know, they can go hang.